This is Greg Moraglia with your Upbeat Radio News for the week of September 24th, 2017. Edge Media reports that authorities in Tanzania's semi-autonomous region of Zanzibar have detained 20 people accused of engaging in same-sex activities. Police said this week the latest incident is a crackdown on homosexuality in the East African country. 12 women and 8 men were arrested following a police raid on a hotel where the suspects were attending a workshop. Regional Police Chief Hassan Ali said, quote, "Yes, we rounded them up because we suspect they were engaged in homosexuality, which is illegal in Zanzibar and against the law of our country." And he added, "Police will, quote, intensify their vigilance against those groups," end quote. Homosexuality is criminalized in Tanzania, and sex among men is punishable by jail terms ranging from 30 years to life in prison. Tanzanian authorities recently have cracked down on homosexuals. In September of 2016, the government temporarily suspended HIV and AIDS outreach projects that were protecting gay men. In February, the government stopped 40 privately run health centers from providing AIDS-related services, accusing them of catering to homosexuals. And here in the U.S., CNN reports Jeff Metier, one of Donald Trump's latest nominees for the federal judiciary, has called transgender children, quote, part of Satan's plan, end quote. He supported conversion therapy and said marriage equality will lead to polygamy, bestiality, and people marrying inanimate objects. Metier made these remarks during a speech in 2015 documented on video and audio recording by CNN's K-File investigative team. On September 7th, President Trump announced that he was nominating Metier to be a judge on the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Texas. In May of 2015, while speaking to the Church on Homosexuality, Metier said that legalizing same-sex marriage would take the nation down a slippery slope to recognizing other, quote, disgusting types of unions, end quote. LGBT groups have condemned the nomination of Metier, who, like all federal judge nominees, is subject to confirmation by the U.S. Senate. And here in the Bay Area, SFGate reports that new HIV infections hit another record low in the city of San Francisco last year. Just 223 new infections were reported in 2016. This is down from 265 the previous year, and it represents a 90% drop from the peak of the AIDS epidemic in 1992. In the last 4 years alone, new cases of HIV have fallen nearly 50%. The recent improvements come largely from a citywide campaign called Getting to Zero. Public health officials said they're pleased with the results they've seen so far, and it's becoming increasingly clear that certain groups, including Black men, women, Latino men, transgender people, and people who are homeless, are still at a heightened risk of contracting HIV and then suffering poor health outcomes because of it. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the LGBT news headlines we're following, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia.